So the Zohar says that when Parshas Kedoshim comes around, so Reb Shimon and the Chavai would be very excited. It's a very good time for the Chavai of Reb Shimon. So the question is, what's the Gevaldik Simcha of Parshas Kedoshim? That's question number one. Question number two, and I think this is perhaps the question which is going to drive the Sugya, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, is that the focal point of Parshas Kedoshim, although there are many mitzvahs in Parshas Kedoshim, is the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha. Because Rabbi Akiva says, Yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha is Zeklal Gadol B'Tayr. We know the Gemara tells us, the Ger who came to Shammai came to Hillel, and Hillel tells him, essentially, Yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha, at least how Targum Yonason teaches the Pasuk about L'Reicha Kamecha. Take a look at the Marsha there. What's interesting is that the Gemara quotes the Pasuk of Yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha in numerous places, and we would expect that for Yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha as a Klal Gadol B'Tayr, there would be many Gemaras which are establishing the importance of Achdus and Klal Yisrael and Reyes and Klal Yisrael, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avelus, that all the mitzvahs which we do, whether it's Bikur Chaylim or Nicham Avelim, they're all under the mitzvah of the Rabbanan, he says, Yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha, but in the Gemara we don't find that. The most common drasha the Gemara makes about Vehavta L'Reicha Kamecha is a halacha in Hilchas Sanhedrin, which is Vehavta L'Reicha Kamecha Boire Loi Misa Yafa. That when a person is on death row in Beis Din, so the Torah teaches, if you have to kill him in a good way. It's a very funny thing that the Vehavta L'Reicha Kamecha, the big chiddush in halacha, Vehavta L'Reicha Kamecha is Boire Loi Misa Yafa. This definitely needs a hezbeh. The other two times the Gemara makes a drasha, and it's more than two times, but we find that the Gemara quotes Yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha by Inyanim of Derech Eretz and Ishus. There's a halacha that a man must see his wife before he marries her, also Yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha, that clearly that the Isha is called his Reya Mahuvim, and that we can understand. But Boreh Lo Misa Yafa seems like it's such an out-of-the-box unexpected chiddush in such a halacha of Zeh Klal Gadol B'Tayr. So once we're on the subject of Rabbi Akiva, we should ask ourselves, what's the deal with Rabbi Akiva? What's the deal with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Inyan of Lag Ba'Omer? This is all one sugya. And especially to hone in on that which we know the Gemara tells us at the end of Maseches Makos, that when Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shua, and Gamliel, when they came to the Makom HaMikdash, and they saw the defilement of Shualim Hilchubai, so the Gemara says that they were crying and he was laughing, because he was able to see the Yeshua in sight. What's this Indian that Rabbi Akiva is laughing by the Churban Beis HaMikdash? So let's begin with another pasuk in this week's parasha, Parashas Kedoshim. The Torah tells us, "Es Shabsoisai Tishmoira Ves Mikdash Yitiro," that there's a mitzvah to keep Shabbos and also to keep the Mikdash. And we know that can clash. And the Gemara says that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Doicha Shabbos. Question is, why is Beis HaMikdash not Doicha Shabbos? So to begin, let's start with Shabbos. We have to know what Beis HaMikdash is about, we have to know what Shabbos is about. So let's begin with Shabbos. We know the secret of Shabbos is that Shabbos is called the Tachlis. As soon as we enter into Shabbos, we say, Shabbos has to do with the Tachlis and Ma'aseh Bereishis. In fact, one of the kavanas that the Ari brings down is that there are seven brachos in Shemona Esrei, which the Zohar calls Zayin Magalon. There are certain shemas which have to be mechavim by each one of the seven brachos in Shemona Esrei on Shabbos. And the total gematria of those shemas is gematria Tchelis, which is also Tachlis. The Shabbos is the secret of the Tachlis. And we know the Tachlis of Ma'aseh Bereishis has something to do with Dira B'Tachtonim. There's a Hiskalus of Shin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reveal himself. He wants to reveal himself everywhere, to manifest his Achdus. So Shabbos has a connection to that. So everything which has a place on Shabbos has to be aligned with the Tachlis of Ma'aseh Bereishis. And the fact that Binyan Beis HaMikdash does not make it into Shabbos would imply that as much as Beis HaMikdash is connected to Tachlis, which is Dira B'Tachtonim, it's not the ultimate Tachlis. So in what way does Beis HaMikdash fall short of Tachlis? So with this we can understand based on another halacha which we find, that although Beis HaMikdash is not Deicha Shabbos, Mila is Deicha Shabbos. What that tells us about Mila is that Mila has a Shaychus to Tachlis. Essentially, the word behind this, without getting into a tremendous harchava, is that Mila, for all the pshatim which you can say about why there is Mila, in Pnimius, the reason for Mila is that Mila conditions the Adam to be the Beis HaMikdash. That more than Hashem Yisbaruch wants that his Shechina should be Shaychin on Eitzim Va'avanim, he wants that the Adam should be the place that the Shechina should be Shaykh. And that's the secret of Mila. It's for this reason that Karbanos and the Beis HaMikdash are Deicha Shabbos, which is a very interesting phenomenon. That although the Beis HaMikdash, which is the place where Karbanos are brought, is not Deicha Shabbos, a Korban is Deicha Shabbos. Why is a Korban Deicha Shabbos? Because essentially what a Korban is that a person conditions himself through the Korban to be the Makom HaMikdash. Now how so? To understand the Inyan of Karbanos as a segue to understanding Mila, it should be known that Karbanos as we have it now is not the ultimate Maisa HaKarbanos. The fact that you bring a Behemah instead of the Adam is showing that something is chaser in the Inyan of Karban. Essentially and ultimately, the whole Musig of Karban should be that a person shouldn't be Mala a Behemah in his place. He should be Mala himself. His guf should be on the Mizbeach. The problem with that is that it's only one-way ticket. If the guf comes up, the guf may not come down. However, the tachlis of where Karban should be is that a place that the guf and the neshaba should be equally ruchni and to be able to go up and down as it chooses to. And that's the secret of Karbanos at its roots. The one who was zeichet to such a madrega is Elyonavi. Elyonavi is the one who reached that darga that he was oyle besaras esh shamayim. That means that in the same way that his neshama was esh, that his guf was also esh. And therefore it was able to transcend the oylemis, and as Elyonavi does, he goes back and forth. And for that reason, Chazal tells us that Elyonavi even today is makar korbanos. And he's the one who brings the shechut echutz on Har HaKarmel. And when he comes to Har HaKarmel, the Torah says, the Navi says, Vayirapei es mizbeach heharas, that he healed the broken mizbeach. What that means is that when he brought Korbanos down Har HaKarmel, and he was megala this inyan of Hashem hu elekim, he healed the mizbeach, which means that Eliyahu represents the inyan of the Korbanos betarasa. He embodies the inyan of what a korban is in its shayrish. And of course, this is associated with Bismillah, because Eliyahu Navi is the Malach HaBris. And that's what Mila is. Mila is to condition the mensch to be on the darga, which is Korbanos HaDeicha Shabbos and Bismillah Deicha Shabbos. And that's the representation of Eliyahu Navi. And the tachlis of Mila is that Mila, although it begins in the Makom HaBris, we spoke about this not long ago, to be mamshech the koyach hamila throughout the entire guf, until it gets to the nekuda sa'adam himself, which is the leiv, of which the Torah says, umal Hashem elokecha levavcha. When that happens, then the adam himself, and that's the tachis, that he becomes the makom for hashras hashchin in the world. That's Eliyahu Navi. Another place where we find this is by Akedas Yitzchak. Because we find a conflict in Divrei Chazal whether or not Yitzchak was actually nikrev on the Mizbeach or not. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the afaro shel Yitzchak. So was he a korban or was he not a korban? The Torah says he wasn't a korban, I was brought instead. So the Torah says, of course Yitzchak was brought as a korban. In fact, the Chazal say that he was in Gan Eden for 3 years. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that he went up beguf of a nefesh, and he came down beguf of a nefesh. And the reason why the Akedah is the simen for all mizbech is because it represents the inyan of Karbanos b'shleimusa b'tarasa. In fact, Chazal tells us in the Medrash that Yitzchak actually made the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem mechayim meisim. For that reason, the second bracha in Shmona Esrei, which is the bracha of Yitzchak, corresponds to him. He actually made that bracha after the Maisa Akedah. Because he was zeichet to Tchias HaMeisim. That means beguf of a nefesh. This is the secret of the Akedah. In fact, we spoke at length not long ago that we find a presence of Eliyahu HaNavi at the Akedah. Because it says, Vayishlach es yada vayikach es, especially Teves Eliyahu. And in fact, the gartel which Eliyahu HaNavi wears comes from the aura of that aisle. He's very connected with the Akedah. So we have Eliyahu, we have Brismila, we have Korbanos. At its roots, it's all conditioning in Adam for that darga to be the Korban in a way where there is no Misa, like an actual Misa to the Guf, that the Guf and the Neshama are like one. With this, we can understand the whole Seder of Davening. The whole Seder of Davening, if you take a look at the deeper Svarim, is that it's a way for a Jew to be Meiser Nefesh Tashem. The Gemara is very clear about that. The Gemara says, Tfilos b'makom korban niskenu. They were created in place of a korban. That means that every single day when a Jew davens, he's the korban. And with this we can understand why we begin davening with the Akedah. Because when we read the Akedah, a Jew has to see his avoid in davening. The Pashup Shad is just to be ma'ayri the schus of Akedah Yitzchak. Just like we do on Rosh Hashanah. We begin Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the year with Akedah Yitzchak, and we begin every davening with Akedah Yitzchak. But it's more than that. That every Jew should see himself when he reads the Parshas HaKorbanos, I am Yitzchak. I could just take out the word Yitzchak and put my name in there, and I have to see myself in this davening that I am being asked to be makar myself to Hashem through this tefillah. Tefillos b'makom korban nisku. We begin with the Akedah. But even before we begin with the Akedah, we begin with Pasach Eliyahu. Davening begins, the Sfarim know this well, it begins with Pasach Eliyahu, and it ends with Tana Dvei Eliyahu. So the entire davening is sandwiched with Eliyahu Navi's presence, and Eliyahu has a lot to do with the Seder Tefillah, without getting into the particulars. But we bookend the Seder of davening with Eliyahu Navi to show that we take his hand at the beginning of davening, and we let go of his hand at the end of davening. And at the end of davening, what do we say? We say, Kol Hashem Alachas Buftachu Shibin Elam Haba. That at the end of davening, you become a Ben Olam Abba. Like, you made it. You went all the way up, which is the whole Seder of davening. Of those who know, the Seder of the Ari and davening, from one Olam to the next Olam. You need Eliyahu Navi to do that. He's the person who does that. You take his hand, and he takes you up. And when you go all the way up, he takes you back down. And by the end of the journey, so you say goodbye to Eliyahu Navi. And in the middle there, in the middle of davening, what do we have when we get to Shemona Esrei? When you reach the climax, when you reach the peak, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Eisim. You are the Akedah. You make that Baruch Mechayim Eisim because you are the Yitzchak. It's all happening to you. So just like Yitzchak made that Baruch, you make that Baruch too, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Eisim. And for that reason, Pinchas is also Gematria Yitzchak. Because Pinchas is Eliyahu Navi. And he has a Shaychas to the secret called Yitzchak. The other tzaddik in history who was zeichet to this dagger was Rabbi Akiva. Although Rabbi Akiva is mentioned numerous hundreds of times in Chazal, the one drasha which Rabbi Akiva is defined by is the drasha of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabbi Samei Chamer. What that means, and the reason why Shimon Hamsuni was hesitant to make that drasha, is because you can't just make a drasha to be Mar Matam Chacham. You have to be that drasha. Rabbi Akiva was the Talmud Chacham who was Nichlal in the Achdus Hashem. That he became part of the Achdus of Hashem. This is really the Shitaso, because Chazal tell us that we have Asar Harugei Malchus, Keneged the Asar Shvatim. But if you take a close look, only 9 brothers were involved in the Mechira, because Reuven, Binyamin, and Yosef, Lachor, were not involved. So that's 12 minus 3 only leaves you with 9. So who's the 10th? So there's many answers. One of the answers given is the Shekhinah. That they were mishtatif, the Shekhinah, in the decision to sell Yosef. So of which of the Asarim Malchus which represents the Shekhinah? The answer is Rabbi Akiva. How so? Because Rabbi Akiva darshan es Hashem Elokecha Tira. So l'shitaso, he is b'makom the Shekhinah. So therefore, this is how you learn the Chazal. What Chazal tell us, at the moment Rabbi Akiva is p'tira, Chazal say, that as they were peeling the skin off his flesh. And the Malachim are saying, Zu Torah v'zu Schara. So Chazal tell us, Yatsa Nishmaso Be'achad. So of course, how do you learn a Chazal like that? Does it really matter to us what word of Shema he was saying when it was Yatsa Nishmaso? Of course not. He could have been saying the word Havaya. That would have been just as great. But Chazal are telling us, Yatsa Nishmaso Be'achad doesn't mean what word. It means that he left on the Darg of Echad. That he was Nichlal in the Achdus Hashem at the time of his Ptira. That was the level Rabbi Kiva was able to attain B'Shas Misa. And of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when the Malachim protest, Shesoik Kach Ala B'Machshava Lefanai. This was the purpose of creation. What looks to you as a Churban is really the purpose of creation. I was waiting for this moment from the beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis. I was awaiting that there should be this Rabbi Akiva, that he should come and fulfill the purpose of creation, that there should be an Adam, not just a Mikdash, an Adam which should be Nichla, that it should be Nichla my Achdus on an Adam. That's the Darga of Rabbi Akiva. What's interesting to note is that the one who was not Zeichet to this Madrega was Nadav and Avihu. Chazal say that Nadav and Avihu, they were Nichnas together into the Makom HaMikdash, and they died. And they died. What's interesting is that, why did they die? So there are different opinions why they died. One reason why they died is because they didn't marry. What's interesting, the Gemara, before we get to that, they didn't marry, they didn't take Eitzah Zemezah, they didn't take Eitzah from each other. What that's suggesting is that they were lacking in the Inyan of Yahavta L'Recha Kamecha. Because Chazal tell us, we mentioned before, that Chazal Darshan of Yahavta L'Recha Kamecha between a husband and his wife. The fact that they didn't take a wife shows that they were nechzai, they were chaser in the inyan of Yahav Tadav Yecha Kamecha. The fact that they didn't take Eitzah shows they were lacking Yahav Tadav Yecha Kamecha. What's fascinating, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis, when the Gemara is learning the sugya of Sreifa, what's the mocker for Sreifa in the Torah, and how we know that the Sreifa is the way it is, as the Mishnah describes it. So the Gemara says, why don't you learn out from Nadav and Avihu? So the Gemara says, you can't learn from Nadav and Avihu, that's not Yahav Tadav Yecha Kamecha. That's not Barul and Misa Yafa. So now, Rabbi Kiva Hav was Zachet to that Darga, as the Gemara says that he was Nichnas B'Pardes, he was Nichnas B'Shalom, V'Yatza B'Shalom. And of course, we know Rabbi Kiva and the relationship which is with his wife is legendary. We have so many chazals about Rabbi Kiva and the appreciation he had for his wife. So when he says V'Yatza Chamecha Zeklag Al Vadar Le'inyan between him and his wife, we know what that means. But what about Barul Misa Yafa? What we see from this picture that we're describing here is the Pshat and Barul Misa Yafa. We know that the neshama lives forever and the guf dies. So the guf has to die anyway. So you have a choice. Barul Misa Yafa. What type of a misa are you going to give to your guf? And the whole avoda that tzaddikim have their whole life is that they try to be memis the guf, the hainu, to raise the guf on the madriga of the neshama. That's called the misa to the guf. And that's Eliyahu Navi. He was Barul Misa Yafa. He gave a good misa to the guf. And this is Rabbi Akiva. Barul Misa Yafa. He gave a good misa to the guf. Yatsa Nishmasa Be'echad is the greatest madrega that a person can have. So this is how it goes. The neshama says to the guf, you look like you're my enemy, but I want to make you a good friend. So come, I'll make you into a neshama too. That's called that the neshama is being mekayim with the guf, you have to l'vicha kamayicha, by giving him a misa yafa. And when you do that, Hashem says to the you, he says, oh, I want to give you also misa yafa. I'm going to be Mekayim on you, says Hashem, v'yahavta l'echa kamecha. That's exactly what he did to Rabbi Akiva. Yatsa Nishmasa Be'echa means that Hashem was Barul Misa Yafa to Rabbi Akiva. That he was Nichlal him in his Reyos. He says, you're my friend, Rabbi Akiva. That's how Rabbi Akiva, the Shetiva's Reya, Reish Ayin. And the Gemara says that Adam Rishon saw all Dairis that were going to come. And when he saw the Misa Rabbi Akiva, he darshed in the Pasuk, Ma Yakru Re'echa Kel. How precious are your friends, Hashem? He said to Rabbi Akiva. You see, Rabbi Kiva is called the Ray of Hashem. What's interesting is that Rabbi Kiva, of course, his Talmidim died because they weren't Mekayim, the Inyan of Yahav Tadav Yecha Kamecha, they were no Loinogu Kavetz Elitzah. Rabbi Kiva, therefore, is the purpose of creation. We know that we learn during these weeks the Meseches Avos. And the end of Maseches Avos is the sixth parak, which is really a brisa, which is a teaching of Rabbi Meir, which is the 48 Kinyani HaTorah. And the first thing he says is a person who learns Torah Lishma, says, Kol Olam Kedai Hulai, And the first shavach that it says about him is Nikra Reya, that he's called a friend of Hashem. That's really Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is Reish Ayin, Rabbi Akiva. He's the Reya of Hashem. He's the one who learns Torah Lishma. And he is that person of Shteich Kach Allah B'machshava Lefanai. He is Kol Olam Kedai Hulei. Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. He was the one who survived. I mean, he was able to take that lesson. It's implicit in his limud. He was able to take that limud. Just to put things together a little bit more, so we know, now that we've mentioned Rabbi Akiva and how he fulfilled the Baruch Lemesiyah for the Nidav Yehafta, so we know that Rabbi Akiva is connected to Zimri. Because Zimri, from Shevet Shimon, who was killed by Pinchas, had 24,000 of Shevet Shimon who perished with him. And those 24,000, we know, are the go back to Shechem, right, with Shimon and Levi and Shechem. The 24,000 who died in Shechem. So the Ari says that the 24,000 of Shimon and Levi in Shechem were Nizgagal and the 24,000 of Zimri, which were later Nizgagal and the 24,000 of Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim. So notice here that everything revolves around Mila, because the 24,000 who were killed in Shechem, they all had a Mila from Shimon and Levi, and the 24,000 who belonged to Zimri, right? Yes. They were killed by Pinchas, who is Eliyahu HaNavi. And Eliyahu is a Malach HaBris. But furthermore, just put things together now. The Zohar says that when Pinchas killed Zimri. Pinchas is Eliyahu. Which two neshamas came into Eliyahu at the time of the killing? Nadav and Avihu. And Nadav and Avihu, who is in Eliyahu, which is Pinchas, killed Zimri, who is Rabbi Akiva. So you have Nadav and Avihu as part of Eliyahu, killing Rabbi Akiva. Right? So you see, there's a whole package here that Nadav and Avihu, why were they mishtatav in Eliyahu? Because Eliyahu was zeichet to the daga that they were hoping for when they went into the Kaddish Kaddish. They were zeichet, they hoped that they should be zeichet to the daga, but they were chaser in it. So they needed the Malach HaPris, who's Eliyahu. Right? And by Eliyahu killing Zimri, what he did, since he died at the hands of Eliyahu, which is a very bitzchus and the hands of Eliyahu, he came, it was machshem to come back with Bikiva to make that limud. So the whole thing, everything which we're describing, which another man of view, how they fell short with Eliyahu and Zimri and Rabbi Akiva, it's all in that one moment where everything is muchan. That is if to say that because he died through the hands of Eliyahu, he came back to be megal that limud. Anybody who dies at the hands of Eliyahu has a very big tikkun. It's the biggest chus to die at the hands of Eliyahu. Like we once said pshat, that Harvona is the one who kills Haman, right? And since Harvona is Eliyahu, so it's a very good thing for Haman to die at the hands of Eliyahu Navi. That's why the Gemara says in Gittin, B'nei Banav Shel Hamu Lamdu Torah B'nei Brak, right? B'nei Brak is the city of Rabbi Akiva, right? Some say even Rabbi Akiva comes from, in Yaakov's quotes, the Mandamah says Rabbi Akiva is the one who comes from Haman. But again, that's the Shaykh between Eliyahu and Rabbi Akiva.
So Eliyahu buried Rabbi Akiva.
Oh, that's the next Maya Makom. So the next Maya Makom is the Medrash in Mishle. The Medrash in Mishle tells us that when Rabbi Akiva was killed, so the one who took care of his misa was Eliyahu Navi, his kvura. And Rabbi Shua Hagarsi, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, he asked him, "V'halai kain mar, you're not a kain, and you're not a b'tamim mace." So he says to him, "Chayecha Rabbi Shua she'ein tuma b'tamim nechachamim v'olam b'tamidim." There is no tuma for tamim nechachamim and their talmidim. So there's a machlokas Tosus in the Ramban whether or not this halacha is lamaisa or not lamaisa. Tosus learns it's not lamaisa. Tosfos learns above Metzia that really the reason why Eliyahu was able to be koyv Rabbi Akiva was because he was a meis mitzvah. The Ramban, however, learns, and he learns this way in the beginning of Parshas Chukas as well, that no, this is halacha l'maisa. This is halacha l'maisa. There's ein tuma b'tamid hacham b'tamidei. The kasha that they have to grapple with is what the Gemara says that Rabbi Binah, that he made fences around the kivrei avos, and the pashat pshat why he did that is some Rishon learn is to make sure the Kohanim don't cross there. You see that the Avos are Metame. And furthermore, we're coming up to Pesach Sheni soon. So by Pesach Sheni, we know that they were those who were carrying the coffin who became Tamei Meis. So one sheet of the Gemara says that they became Tamei to Nadav and Avihu. Mishal Be'at Safar became Tamei to Nadav and Avihu. So you see, Tzadikim are Metame. So how could you say that they're not Metame? And so why would Rabbi Akiva be different? So the Avnei Nezer wants to say a pshat that Rabbi Akiva is different. That since he died al Kiddush Hashem, there's a special status that dying al Kiddush Hashem has, and he brings Zayas to back this up, that by dying al Kiddush Hashem, it patters you from any Tumas Meis. That's what Avnei Nezer wants to say. I was thinking to say, based on what we said before, that you're right. that l'chayre there is a tumah for most tzaddikim. But when is there no tumah? There's no tumah when you die in the madriga of Rabbi Akiva. That since Rabbi Akiva was yatsa nishmaso be'achad, that he was nichlal na'achdes Hashem, es Hashem alakecha tira l'rabbos talmid chachamim. So see, with zeichet to a darga of being nesaf to the shechina where there's no tumah smisa. And that's why Eliyahu Navi buried him. Because Eliyahu Navi was the one who reached that darga too. There's no tumah smisa by Eliyahu Navi. He never died. So it looks like Rabbi Akiva died, but he didn't really die. He was just nichlal na'achdes Hashem. And that's why there's no tumah smisa. It's actually very meduyuk in the Lashon of the Medrash, because the Medrash says that Eliyahu Navi after Yeshua, ein tama b'talmidei chachamim. It doesn't say b'tzadikim. It says ein tama b'talmidei chachamim. That's because Rabbi Akiva is the rabbis talmidei chachamim. So it's very meduyuk that he's saying, I could do this to Rabbi Akiva because it's l'shitaso. This is exactly the life of Rabbi Akiva. So it's appropriate that Eliyahu Navi, who represents the whole musik of Rabbi Akiva darshan, should be the one to bury Rabbi Akiva because he darshan this pasuk and it was in the sky on him. What's pshat for lema talmidehim? Because who's the talmud of all talmidei Rabbi Akiva? Shem Bar Yochai. Shem Bar Yochai is the one who says in the Gemara that although all the talmidei Rabbi Akiva took things from him, I took trumos of tayrus of Rabbi Akiva. That means that he took the spitz tayrus of Rabbi Akiva, the ikar lima Rabbi Akiva as Hashem lakach tuas v'sam. And Rabbi Shimon reached that daga that he too reached this daga being nichlal and la'achas Hashem. Like the Zohar says many times. The Ra'o says, "Pnei Adon Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Da Rashbi." Rashbi is like called like Hashem Elokei Yisrael. He reached this madriga that Rabbi Akiva was talking about. Nimshachta Ashrecha. That's why we find more than any other time of year that it's actually halacha lemaisa. If it happened in previous services, certainly did. That even Kohanim go on like Lakbaimer to visit the kever of Rabbi Shimon. Many Kohanim did, and they probably even still do. They go to Rav Shimon. That Lag BaOmer is the day that there's like a tour. Like there's a dispensation that anybody can be matamid to Rav Shimon. Why? Because he was that Rav Akiva. He reached that madrig. He reached that darg. This is the darg of Yahavtei Chagamecha Borer LaMisa Yafa. That this Misa Yafa is a type of a Misa that there's no tumma by that Misa. And we know how much Rav Shimon worked on his guf. Like the Gemara says that he Kemat didn't even have a guf. He was matar his guf in such a way. That he was like neshama, that's called v'ahavta, that the neshama looks at the guf and he says, oh, this is my best friend. I see in you my best friend, the neshama says to the guf. Like Rabbi Nachman has a dasha, mi'besarcha al tisalim, right? So mi'besarcha al tisalim means that you can't look away from your relatives. So Rabbi Nachman says, mi'besarcha from your flesh. He's speaking to the neshama. The Torah is saying, the neshama, don't look away from your flesh. You have to be mala, your flesh. You have to turn that, you have to be bar lo misa yafa. And that's really the tachas of kol ha'Torah kula.
Zeklal. The Rabbi says Zeklal Gala. Klal is Kola also. Nichlal in the Vahavta.
Oh, very good. So with this, going back to our Kashas, what's the great Simcha of the Chavraya Pashas Kedoshim? Because this is really what Pashas Kedoshim stands for. Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem. That you should be Kodosh just like Mi Hashem says. What that means is to be Nichlal in the Achdus Hashem. And that's why Vahavta is in that Pasha. Because Vahavta is the remedy. It's the secret to how you become Kodosh like Hashem. And that's the great Simcha of Talmidei Akiva, especially Reb Shimon, that the whole Chabad, that was their whole life. That was their death, that was their life, that was everything. Is to be Nichlal in the Achdus Hashem, because that's the Tachlis Abriya. Coming to Parshas Kedoshim means you understand Vos Mein Tachlis Abriya. We can understand Barila Misa Yafa now, why that's called Zeklal Gadol B'Torah, because this is the Klal Gadol B'Torah. It's not just an awkward, I shouldn't say awkward, it's not just a random Joshua. Just like a din in Hilchas Sanhedrin, it's a din in the Gantz of Elt. This is the din of the Tachlis HaTorah. It should be Boreh L'Misa Yafa to the Gof, and when you do so, you become the Re'eh of Hashem. That you're Nichlal in his Achdus. You become Ki'ilu, the Gof to Hashem is Boreh. With this, we can understand the whole Indian of Rabbi Kiva, why they laughed, why he laughed, why they cried. Because if you understand Beis HaMikdash as the Tachlis, then you cry about Chor Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva was on the Madriga that he saw that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't the Tachlis, the Adam is the Tachlis. And in fact, Chor Beis HaMikdash is the Hachana that the men should be the Tachlis. That as long as there was Rabbi Akiva in the world, that's the Tachlis. So he laughed when they cried, because he was able to see beyond Chor Beis HaMikdash that that's not a Churban in the Tachlis, that's a Hachana for an even greater Tachlis. But you had to be Rabbi Akiva to see through that. Like we said before, why Milos Deich HaShabbos, B'din Beis HaMikdash is not Deich HaShabbos, why Karbonos are Deich HaShabbos, this is all one Yesod. And with this we can understand why it is that of all the Talmid of Bikiva, that the 24,000 who died, the Gemara says a nace happened, they all died from the same plague, that's Askara. Why Dafka Askara? So it goes very nicely, because the Gemara Bracha says that there's 907 types of death, And the worst out of all deaths is a misa of Askira, the Gemara says. So what do you see from here? Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, who were Mekam, and Rabbi Havdech Gamecha, they were Zaycheta Bar Lamisa Yafe. But those who were not Nai Kavad Elazah, they forfeited Bar Lamisa Yafe. So as a simon is to that they were not Zaycheta to the Darga Bar Lamisa Yafe, that they weren't Mekam, Vehavta, they didn't just die. They died the worst death possible, which is Askara, which is the total opposite of Bar Lamisa Yafe. So to show that as a simon, it's a way they were Nichshal, their Misa was Dafka, Misa of Askara. Just to conclude, so you know, we say, just by the Rechemez, whenever we say Baruch Atah Hashem, we say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemai. Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemai. What's Pshat Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemai? We want that there should be his spashtus of the Havayim Hashem, of the Kavod of Hashem. So, the reason why we do that is because that's the Tachlis. We don't want just that Hashem should be Havai. We want that his Havai should be on every single person, every single thing in the Bria, on every single mensch. There should be his spashtus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus. So that's just what Derechem is, Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemai is Gematria of Yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha. And that's why the Torah says, V'Yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha Ani Hashem. Because right? Really the Tachas of Yahavta is that this Ani Hashem should have his Bashtas. Every single person, every single Jew should be a manifestation of Hashem's Achdus. We should all be part of that Achdus. So whenever we say Baruch Atah Hashem, we give a Tefillah Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemai, that the Tachas of your Torah, your Zekla Gadol B'Torah, there should be his Bashtas of that. That your shame and your essence should be mispashit onto every single one of your children. So therefore, this is the yisod in the great Simcha Parshas Kedoshim, Yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha, not just to see it in the realm of halacha, how should be misnayeg one with each other, but in its pimiyus, Bar L'Misa Yafa, that every single Jew should know from the yisod in the parsha of Mila Deicha Shabbos, that he has a shaykh to that daga of Karbonis V'Tarasa, we should be zeicha, every single one of us, to that kiyam of Yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha, with the coming of Mashiach, and Kenina Maria, Amen.